Radio 1. Now, the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about really bad seduction techniques. You know, when someone comes around, you manage to lure them back to your house, and then you decide to make your move.
Yeah.
Now, so far, we had the bloke on who used Barry White tunes when she came round. Smooth. And then there was the bloke who still managed to score by playing sci-fi theme tunes as a way to pull her.
Yeah.
She was quite easy, though, by the sound of it.
He wasn't boldly going where no man had gone before,
no,
was he?
Not at all. Right, we've got another one. Hi, Carla.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you. And yourself?
I'm very good. Now, tell me what happened with this bloke.
Well, basically, I met this guy on a night out, and he seemed quite nice, and I was quite interested, so decided to go back to his for a drink.
What? You went back on the... Blimey, that was fast.
He was quite smooth. Well, he seemed quite smooth.
How long were you talking to him for?
5 minutes.
Couple hours.
Oh, right, okay.
Right, so you thought, yes, I'd like some coffee. I'll go back to his house.
Yeah, a coffee.
Right. Yeah.
And then what?
Well, so we went back to his house, and he was, he made me feel, you know, really comfortable, poured me a nice drink.
I put a pillow behind your head and everything.
And, we sat on the sofa.
Right.
And, we began to have a bit of a snog.
And, well, again, it's going very quick, isn't it?
I think maybe she's just kind of,
shagging?
No. I don't think this is real time, this is happening.
Oh, right, okay, right.
Anyway.
I say, I'm very impressed with him at the moment. He's moving very fast.
I'm sure he was too, yeah. Okay, go on.
Anyway, we were snogging away, and then I hear the toilet flush. And
right.
So I stopped, and I was just like, oh, okay, what was that? And this, the guy, he just like, he tried to carry on, but I'm not really.
That puts your eye off, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And his dad comes out. And I was just really embarrassed and uncomfortable. And
where did he come from?
He came from the toilet.
Right.
Where did you think he came from, Scott?
Were you not aware that he was in the house already, is what I meant?
No. I was completely unaware.
Oh, okay.
And so the dad comes in and, like, sits down on the other side of the room. And just puts the TV on, and I was just I was really uncomfortable at this point, so I thought I'd be polite and introduce myself.
Right.
About, oh, hi, I'm Carla.
Mm-hmm.
And the bloke, he just tries to carry on, and he tries to carry on snogging me.
Right, so the guy you went home with tries to carry on snogging you, and his dad is right there on the other sofa watching the TV.
Yes. Very, very uncomfortable.
So what did you do?
Well, I just said, oh, I'm really sorry, but I've got an early morning tomorrow, so I'd best leave. And I got out there as quick as I could, really.
And how far was he trying to go with the snogging with his dad there?
Oh, he tried to unbutton my shirt. It was so cringeworthy, really cringeworthy.
Was his dad watching, or...?
The dad was just watching TV, completely unfazed.
Oh, God. I'd quite like to try and reenact what happened here now, if possible, because we're good at this, aren't we?
I wonder which part I'm going to play here. Are you going to give me the dad role by any chance?
How did you guess?
You play the young Lothario.
Hello, my darling. If you'd like to come in.
Yeah, I would. That would be very nice, thank you.
Yeah, this is my my pad.
Very nice, yep. Very nice.
If you'd just like to make yourself comfortable over there, I'll just lock the door. You can never be too careful these days, can you?
No, you
see
really
some awful things on the news, don't you?
I know.
Hang on a second. Yeah, that's the chub. And that's the top one. And the last one, here we go. There we are. Right, would you like some wine?
Oh, yeah, that'd be lovely, thank you.
Okay, no problem. There you are. That's for you.
Thanks.
Are you alright?
Yes, I'm very well.
It was a good night, wasn't it?
It was really good. Great club.
Top up?
Yes, please.
Right. Now, I'm just going to close the curtains, a bit more private. Yeah. So, I mean, would you like to sit on the sofa? Would you like some more wine, first of all?
I'd like some more wine.
I'll just get the fire going. That's lovely and warm, isn't it?
Very romantic.
Let me just go and put some music on. Hang on. Let's get it on.
one of your favourites.
Carla? Carla?
I don't think she's meant to be laughing, is she, at this point? Isn't she meant to be feeling seduced?
Can I just sit next to you on the sofa here, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Wicked. Do you mind if I, if I kiss you?
No, I quite like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Do you kiss like that, do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, what's that?
Tell you what, son, I'd leave that for a while. The world's just fall around the bottom. It stinks. Oh, what's the fire doing on here? It's the middle of June. What are you doing? Hey? Tell you what, how are you doing, love? All right?
Yeah.
Don't mind me.
Don't mind him. It's my dad just watching the TV there.
Can you... I can smell that from here. Can you? Oh, I love Neighbours.
It's Home and Away, actually.
Oh. Hello, Home and Away as well. Is Alf still in this?
No.
No.
Can I kiss you again? Is that all right?
You know what? I just realised I've
Just shut up and let me kiss you.
No,
I've
can you, can you keep go. Can you keep the noise down, please?
Don't mind my dad. He's just watching TV.
Alf and Elsa are having an argument. Be quiet. Can't hear them.
Could you just take your top off? Is that all right?
I'm really sorry. I've got to go.
Squirty cream?
No, I'm fine.
There we are.
Do you mind? I want that for my pudding later.
So, was that what it was like, yeah?
Yeah, basically.
Wicked. I love our reconstruction. Scott Mills 1. This is Radio 1. Radio 1.